Do robots of a feather flock together? This is Sandra Tsinglo with the lowdown on science. Wildebeest over the Serengeti, sardines in the sea. Many animals move seamlessly together in herds. But we humans have a hard time not bumping into others at the grocery store. How are large groups of animals so in sync? Chunjin Chen and colleagues at the University of Konstanz investigated. They made tiny glass robots that swim through water, guided by a laser. Robots circled each other without colliding by watching their neighbors coloring, just like typical schools of fish. Then the researchers introduced a mock predator to the environment. How did the robofish respond? Although individuals kept circling, collectively the school moved away. Even with only half of the swarm noticing the predator, the group can still escape. How? Inattentive bots respond to the movement of the herd. It's like all swim time at the local pool. The researchers think that understanding group movement can improve tasks that use swarms of robots. Looks like it pays to follow the herd.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communication and 89.3 KPCC and made possible with the generous support of the Fuse Family Foundation.
This is Sandra. Follow us on Twitter at LOHDOWM.